Phone Boy Speaks, episode 886, Do Your Backups. I was up far too late last night recovering a system that, I did an upgrade on it, and it was kind of a big upgrade, and I had some backups, but not quite as comprehensive as I thought they were. And this is something that we hear about a lot, right? Or you know, you get told to do in computers is back your stuff up, right? And often one of the pieces of advice is, well, you should actually test your backups. Well, I think that's in practice that's actually really hard to do, right? Because in order to test it, right, what you want to do is take a system that has nothing on it, and you go through the exercise of restoring your data to that system and validate, yeah, it's the data that's there. And unless you have some automated tool to do all of that, I mean, you know, most people aren't going to do that. They're going to check their backups, and you know, they may check their backups, they may not, right? Or they may have an incident where they need to pull them and realize that they're not there. I mean, you know, that's a question I have is, how do you check your backups, right? And you can check that they're being done, maybe. I mean, that's something you have to remember, I suppose. Pull the random file, right? I guess you could just say, okay, well, what if I restore this file, you know, then validate that it's correct? Well, that's, you know, you're spot checking in a sense. Sometimes for when you're doing certain applications, you have to do a backup, right? And again, in this case, there's actually backups being done automatically in some cases, but it turned out that, the recovery process ended up being a little more complicated than I had planned. So it took a little bit longer to get my system back to into a known good state. And so, but the bottom line is that before you do a major upgrade, right, and again, there's some applications you can update and it's not a big deal, but complex apps oftentimes will require more complex, backup schemes and stuff. And, it's more the data, right? And so and some applications store their data in places that are not like where your normal documents are, right? And so, you know, for your typical Microsoft Word or Office applications, those have pretty defined data places. You can decide where to put them, right? There are other applications that's not the case, and you need to make sure that that these things are backed up and yes, check them. But I realize that that's hard to do sometimes. In an enterprise, you might have a separate system you restore them onto, but in your personal situation, yeah. But in this, the reality is that that's all fine and good. There are cases where, again, you're not going to know until you actually do it. And so, this is what I ran into last night. And you know, thankfully I had good enough backups and I know the product well enough to be able to recover from it. But, it's one of, you never know what's going to happen, right? So it's not just, it could be, fat fingering things. It could be, a bad upgrade or any, combination of all of these things. And so, you always have to plan for the worst. And so, again, the 3-2-1 backup strategy, at least 3 copies on 2 different medias, and one of which is hopefully offsite. And, that's always, good idea, right? So it's, in this case, I'm not necessarily following the 3-2-1, although I guess I kind of am now, but it has to be something that's automated, and sometimes it's easier to automate than others. But, my struggles, last night, just the reminder that, yeah, you should back your stuff up and make sure you check them every once in a while, make sure that they actually work, even though that's sometimes impractical, but anything is better than nothing. If you don't have a backup and something bad happens, you're screwed.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.